049 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell. I was going east towards him, and could have seen the body, if he had not been covered, at about 40 yards before you came to him. Cross-examined. If there had been no snow, the brush would not have hidden him. There must have been 1 or 1.5 feet of snow that fell between the time he left my house and the time he was found. I never saw Gordon before, as I recollect. When I told Worrell about Dr. Watkins, Gordon, I think, said he had seen him but did not know him. He said he had heard the name of Dr. McDehaney but did not know him. I don't know how many barrels the pistol had. I did not have it in my hand. There was no concealment about it. He talked a good deal more than either of the others. Worrell afterwards sat in his chair after supper, as any gentleman would. He did not shoot off the pistol at my house. When he was taken back to Warrenton, I know he recognized me. He stopped and got water at my gate, but did not get out. Clay Taylor. I reside in Warren County. I was on my way to my farm on the 25th of January last from St. Louis. I first saw Worrell on the Boonville Road leading from St. Charles to Warrenton, about 15 miles east of the place where G's body was found. I was driving a buggy. There were 3 buggies in our company. I was with Colonel White, my brother-in-law, and others. My attention was attracted to the persons we met. Worrell was riding a chestnut sorrel horse, to the best of my belief. Mr. Bruff was with him, riding a dark brown horse, and leading one of the same color without any saddle, but I recollect well there were saddle marks on him. Colonel White, who is considered a Napoleon of the turf, remarked on seeing W.'s horse, "That is a damned fine poor man's horse." I was struck by the remark, and it made me notice it. Our meeting made my mare shy, which nearly upset the buggy. This made me notice it. It was a chestnut sorrel horse. I have seen Worrell and Bruff several times since, in jail and at Warrenton. That is Mr. Worrell. I spoke to him since I came in. In jail, I asked Worrell, this was at night, the night he came to St. Louis, if he recognized me. He looked at me closely and said, "I think I do." I asked him if he would state where he had seen me before. This remark was in these simple words, "I am not certain, sir, whether it was at Warrenton or on the road this side." I then asked him if he recollected the circumstance of meeting 3 buggies together on the day of the murder. I may not have said murder, I said unfortunate occurrence. He said he thought he did. I asked no other question, but Mr. Isaac H. Sturgeon, who was with me, asked him, "Mr. Worrell, will you please state if my friend suffered much after he was shot?" Worrell, who was standing looking at us, dropped his head, I shall never forget it as long as I live, and replied, "He did not suffer." We had no further conversation at that time. Subsequently, I went to see him. After passing the compliments of the day, at the same place and with no view of extracting anything several days after, I asked him how he was. He replied, "Tolerable."